TIA Mobile. Kilo Bravo 2, Tango, Italy Alpha, Mobile. KB2, TIA Mobile.
I'm going over the Tappan Zee Bridge tonight. I've got Don's bag mount on my roof, and I got the HT hooked up to it. I'll switch over to that when I get closer.
You sound a little tired this morning. Sound like you're just dragging a little bit while you're talking.
My coffee yet. I didn't have coffee last night, so I'm on the verge of a headache, but it's not there. Hopefully I can head it off at the pass once I get a cup of coffee this morning.
Oh, okay. I knew it was something. You just didn't sound right. Just for the first time you keyed up, it just sounded like you were a little, I don't know how to put it.
In Italian. I don't know what the hell it means, but I think all messed up.
Yeah, I get the drift of it. I don't understand much Italian. They took that. They used that against us, so we didn't know what they were talking about, you know?
Yeah, they're different sayings for different areas of the country. Everybody's, in Sanford anyway. When you find out you're Italian, you say, well, where are you from? And they'll tell you their lineage, either Calabrese or Napolitan or something like that. everybody's got their own little saying.
Yeah, I know what you mean. They also got the Fidgies. They're the ones that tend to talk with their hands more than anybody else.
Did you do anything on HF yesterday?
I didn't get out of Debbie's house close to 6:30. I turned it on. 10 had just like Texas coming in. I had it on for a few minutes. I went and took my shower, and that was the end of it. I actually woke up about an hour late this morning.
Uh-oh, you don't want to get the boss mad. All right, give me a couple of minutes. I'm just coming up to the mobile station now. Let me grab my cup of Joe, and I'll be back. K2BOR, N1LU Mobile.
All right, very good. K2BOR listening.
I have a feeling that's also the same problem with the received noise. Is acting up. So I'm going to call around. The guy that, let me let it roll. The guy that posted the information sent it to a different place other than the place that you gave me, so I'm going to try to call them first since they've fixed the radio for somebody else with the problem. I don't remember Creative Labs or something. I don't remember their name. But I do have the information at home. So I'm going to try to get that 220 fixed. If I do, I may put it in the car. Play around with it in the car for a while. We'll see. KD2, BOR, N1LU, mobile.
KD2, BOR. That would be great if you get it fixed, because those 235s, I was thinking about one, but I said if I really seriously got into 220, I could always bring the 235 in from my truck and just throw the TYT in my truck, you know, just for mobile. And, you know, that's why I just bought the cheap TYT, just to get a feel for it. But that would be great if you can get it fixed. I just punched in Creative Labs. I don't know if this is the right place.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's the name. I'm going off the cuff. I'm trying to think of how you could find it doing a search. If you did a search on the Elinco DR-235T Mark III receive issue, it may come up then. It took me a while to find it, but I finally found it. So at least I know what's wrong with the radio. It doesn't sound like it's unfixable. I don't know how much receive filters cost. And then there's always the labor, too, but I might be able to get it fixed for, you know, under $100 or something. That's what I have to find out first. I'd love to get the radio up and running again. It always sounded good. You know, you and I worked on that thing a long time when I had it in the Honda. And I think you were using the THF-6, if I recall.
We didn't work on it too much, Charlie. That was the beginning of my ham career. By recollection, I remember monitoring you guys on the KQ2H machine. I'm not sure it was on 440 or something, and something went down with the machine, or something happened. You guys were on, I know what I did, I keyed up. You guys were on 220. You and Steve. Let me let it drop. You and Steve were on 220, and I finally got the you-know-what's up to finally key up, and I gave my call sign out and asked you guys. I was out in front of my shop on the CHF-6 and asked you if there was a problem with the machine, and you said there was, and that was the first time that I ever talked to you and Steve. It was on 220. I probably still have the repeater in my CHF-6.
Yeah, okay, very good. Yeah, I thought we used another one, too, which also went down. Another one, I don't remember the frequency, but it had real good coverage. And I think the guy died or something, some major catastrophe in the family, and then the next thing you know, the repeater's gone.
Yeah, I don't think I was ever on that one, because I remember when the KQ2H went down totally. You guys moved over to 955, and I found yous here, and that's when we started talking. That's back. Oh, that's over 2 years ago.
Yeah, I'd say easily over 2 years ago. Well, anyway, I'm going to switch over to the THF-6 pretty soon. I want to get into New Jersey. I don't want to try to strain anybody's ears hearing me, and then we'll try the one of the 220 machines as well. Don put this antenna that he gave me on the analyzer, and it was flat on all three bands, and then he put the analyzer on my antenna, my dual band antenna, on 2 meters and 440, and it was flat. So everything's nice and flat. The SWR is perfect. So we'll see how this thing's working. I'll be using the TYT 8 HD speaker mic. Dunn's MC, SMC, I think it is, 34 sounded real good. Although I did just order the Workman DM200, I think, the one that you have. I ordered that. I figured, let me give that another shot. It was pretty cheap. So that's coming Tuesday. We'll try that on the HD.
Yeah, very good. That was a very easy microphone to open up the hole on, the 200. Where did you find the 200?
Well, I found that on eBay. I was a little disappointed when I saw that they shipped it, because on eBay it was advertised as just the 200, and that's the one that you had. So I said, cool, I found one. So I ordered it. I checked my email this morning. It shipped. It's a DM, whatever it is, 200 Superstar. That's the one that I got before that did not work on the TYT, on the Baofeng. So I'm hoping it'll work. It does say Kenwood on it. It says works with the Kenwood radio, so I'm hoping it will work on my Kenwood. And then we'll go from there. If I have to open it up, maybe I'll bring it to your shop, let you mess with it, or show me what to do, because I don't want to screw it up.
Charlie, they're the exact same microphones. They're no different. It's just like when I bought that 220 radio that didn't work. I forget the brand. Jetstream. You took the radio out of the box. It was the exact same microphone as my Olinko. And just for giggles, I put the microphone from the Jetstream onto my Olinko, and it worked fine. It was the same as an EMS 57. Those things, there's so many things put out with different brand names, because all that stuff is made in China.
Well, anyway, it's on its way. I'll get it Tuesday. Try that out. Worst comes to worst, I'll just get the mic that Don was using. The biggest thing I don't like about the TYT is the cord is very stiff. So it's just kind of awkward to use. You know, I need a cord that's a little bit looser and flexible. The TYT speaker mic cord is real stiff.
N1LU, KD2VOR, you don't have to tell me about that. This cord on this TYT microphone is a disaster. It's so heavy, it's so stiff, it's unbelievable.
I guess it's just the quality of rubber they use, or what they mix in with it, that makes it like that. But it's, you know, it's not comfortable to use. You know, you want something that you don't know is there. You know, when it's that stiff, it's always poking you or whatever. It's not going the way you want it to go. You just want it to be relaxed. But anyway, I'm on the Tappan Zee Bridge. As soon as I get on 9W, I'll switch over, although the mountain might be blocking me a little bit. So we'll have to play it by ear. It's not going to be easy to change frequencies, you know, while I'm driving, so I might have to pull over every so often.
I'm on 223-880 right now, K2XDX's machine.
Well, what I'll do is I'll start out on 955, see how I'm doing into that. And as I move along, because I don't think I'll get into the Hoboken machine all the way up here on just 5 watts, even with an external antenna. But I should be able to get into the Alpine machine.
You know, I'm looking at the cord, the bottom of both these microphones right now, the Olinko mic and the TYT mic, and the rubber piece, the big piece on the bottom of the microphone looks exactly the same. I'm going to open these mics up when I get a chance and see if they're interchangeable. I might change the cord on this TYT radio because I don't like it at all.
Well, where are you going to get the cord off of the internet?
I can't seem to find Olinko replacement microphone cords. I searched the other day. Cannot find them online anywhere. I emailed a place that dealt in Olinko, and they casually have not gotten back to me yet.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember if I think I got a replacement cord for my mic. I'm just trying to remember the name of the place. It was a place that, you know, deals with Linko repairs and stuff. Crap. I can't think. I'll do a search later on. Maybe I'll have a chance to do that. Although, today's going to be a rough day for me. The boss bought the owner of the company a while back. I guess he had money to burn. Bought a steer, I guess as a calf. Had some guy raise it on a farm for him. They slaughtered it a couple days ago, and they're sending it to us quartered. And I've been elected, me and another guy, to break it down into, you know, anything and everything. And I'm not, you know, real familiar with that. I've done certain cuts, but I've never broken down a whole animal. So that's going to be my task today, and I'm not really looking forward to it. I brought my own knife and steel from home, and me and this other guy are going to, you know, try to work our magic on the thing. I mean, this could take a while. So you may not hear too much from me today, because I may be spending most of the day on the table trying to break this thing down for the boss. I told the other guy that's in management that told me about it. I said, listen, tell him, don't do this again. Just raise tomatoes.
That was pretty good. N1LU, KD2BOR. You said knife and steel. Let me see if I can guess. I know what a knife is. Is the steel what you see those guys that go real quick? Is that the thing for sharpening the blade or whatever it is?
Yeah, the steel is for straightening out the edge and keeping the edge on the knife. When you want to sharpen it, you have to put it on a stone. But, you know, I use my knife all the time at home. So all I do is have to hit it on the steel to keep it sharp. My knife is real sharp at home. In fact, I've got it wrapped in a towel. I didn't want it cutting my seats or my hand. So it's wrapped in a towel with the steel. The thing I'm going to need, I don't have, is a boning knife, which is a shorter knife for, you know, getting around the bones. But the boss at work has one that he said he can let me use. So to say the least, I'll be glad when this day is over. I mean, this could take forever. There's a lot of different cuts that you can get out of a whole steer. You know, roasts and stew meat. You're going to get a filet out of it. You're going to get two filets, actually. You'll get two briskets, two skirt steaks. You know, I've never done all this. I know what they look like once they're out of the animal, but I don't know how to get them out of the animal. So we're going to be playing around with this for a while today.
I was thought I was on the understanding that you're not supposed to do no manual labor anymore.
Well, when it's for the owner of the company, you don't say no. So we'll play around with it. I don't know how big this thing is, this steer. I'm hoping he's not a monster. You know, some of these things can get to be 1,600 pounds. And then when you dress them down, they're, you know, they may be 800 or 900 pounds. If this thing's too huge, I don't know how the hell we're going to manage. You know, this guy's not thinking. You know, he's typical, you know, poor little rich boy. He's got all this money, doesn't know what to do with it. So he'll buy a steer and, you know, raise it organically and, you know, have it, you know, fill up his freezer with it. You know, but he forgets the people that, you know, do this professionally have the right tools for it. You know, they don't usually break him down with just a knife. We've got the bandsaw, but if this thing's too big, we might not be able to put it on the bandsaw. So I don't know. It was supposed to come in yesterday at noon. I was already at the on my way to the luncheon, so I didn't get a chance to see it. So that's the first thing I'm going to do when I get in, is take a look at this thing.
If there's any way that you could snap a picture of it, I know you might not be able to do that, but I would love to see the size of this thing.
Yeah, well, like I said, it's going to be four quarters, so we have to work on a quarter at a time. But, yeah, I'll try to get a picture. Yeah, I'm planning on taking a picture. I wish there was a way of doing a video, but, you know, like I said, this could take all day. It may take all day to break down one quarter. And there's no way in hell I'm spending the weekend doing this for this guy. You know, I've got things to do. Should have brought it in on a Monday so we had all week to work on it. You know, bring it in on a Thursday and work on it one day. I just don't see it all happening. Then we've got to package it for him. You know, I don't know, even know what he wants out of it. I don't know if he wants stew meat out of it, chopped meat, how many roasts. Does he want London broils? You know, it's going to be quite a task.
How does that come intact when he got it delivered yesterday? I imagine it's not, what's it, in dry ice? Is it, how is it kept cold or anything like that?
Well, I'm guessing it was delivered in a refrigerated truck. Probably just wrapped in brown paper. We threw it into what we call Bruno trucks, which are, you know, big stainless steel. They look like big tubs, big stainless steel trucks. We probably threw it into that and then wheeled it into a refrigerated room. And that's about it. You know, I'm hoping it's not covered in hair. You know, when you, you know, get meat from a slaughterhouse, they've got showers that they put the carcasses in. Stand by, there's a cop over there.
Connected, K2MO.
N1LU mobile. They have showers that they send the carcass after it's been gutted and bled and skinned. Then they send the carcass through a carcass wash. It's like a car wash for a whole steer hanging upside down. And they send the animal through that. It cleans up the carcass, you know, because, of course, these things crap on themselves and whatever. You would, too, if you saw your buddy in front of you get his, you know, have his brains come squirting out of the top of his head. So they, you know, they clean him real good, get all the, you know, with high-pressure washer, get all the hair and stuff off. This guy slaughtered this thing in his garage, you know, or in his barn on a farm. So he's got no way of really cleaning it off. You know, if this thing's loaded with hair, that's going to be a pain just to get all the hair off of it. I'm sure this guy doesn't want to put the roast on the table and have his wife complain about a, you know, steer hair in the in between her teeth.
Yeah, very good. Charlie, I think there was a another station coming there, an Echo Lake. Do we have an Echo Lake station that just broke in? KD2, VOR. Yes, Todd, I did hear the call sign, but I don't remember what it is right now. All right, KD2 VOR, back over to you, Charlie.
KD2 VOR, N1LU. Sometimes they just like to listen. Okay, stand by. Let me see what I can do about switching over here in a minute. Stand by a second. N1LU, mobile.
N1LU, KD2BOR. I got you. A little bit of Rice Krispies, but I got you, Charlie.
All right. Give me another minute. I got to make the volume a little bit louder. I can't hear you that well.
Yeah, that's a little problematic on that radio because I got the volume control on the bottom there, on top of the channel selector or frequency selector knob.
Yeah, it's in an awkward spot. It's like a reset knob almost. That's a little bit better now. Yeah, that's the nice thing about that Kenwood mic that Don has. It's got the volume control on the mic, which is helpful. You know, you don't have to always fish for the radio. And it's got a couple of programmable buttons. If you want to use one of them to change frequencies, that would be nice, too. But anyway, I'm getting a little bit closer, so I should be getting a little cleaner in my signal. How's the audio on the TYC mic?
Sounds good. It's not your mobile radio, but it's nice and clear. Very readable. I got no problem with it.
Okay, is it loud enough?
Try talking into the mic just a little louder.
All right, well, I'll try to get a little closer to the mic. KD2VOR. This is N1LU Mobile. How's that? Is that any better?
For what you're working off right now, Charlie, it's fine. You're not going to have studio audio, but it's fine.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm more concerned that it's loud enough. I hate low audio, you know, where people have to struggle to hear you.
I'm having no problem hearing you. Not at all.
B2, TIA.
Morning, Steve. Got your card in the mail. It looks nice. Over to you, Steve.
Okay, I just turned on the second, so I don't know if I missed anything. I was having a great time on 20. 20 is just wide open. Everything from African stations to New Zealand to the Ukraine. It's just everything's out there. It's kind of coming and going. There is some QSB. And then I got a guy in Canada. Had a really nice QSO for quite a while with him. And here I am.
Got to pick it up, Rocky.
Hey, good morning, Steve. KD2VOR. How do you think Charlie sounds? He's got his THF6, I guess, with a headset mic or something on it, with a mag mount on the trunk. I think it sounds pretty good.
No, it's just a TYT HT hand mic, speaker mic.
Okay, my mistake on that. What do you think, Steve?
You know, when I first heard him speak, I didn't know if he had the mic turned a little bit, but he sounded a little bit flat to me, but now it sounds okay. So I don't know if he's adjusting where he's holding the microphone.
Is your phone charged? Can you do a short video clip with audio so I can see what it sounds like?
I got about half a battery. I could do that for you.
All right, just let me know when you get it set up.
Charlie, what did you pay for that microphone, if you don't mind me asking?
I got it at Advanced Specialties. I think it was around $20. It wasn't too bad. It was probably more than I should have paid for it, but it was the cheapest mic he had, so I grabbed it. I actually grabbed it for the Baofeng. Works with that as well. Just recently tried it on the THF6, and apparently it works with this as well, too. But like I said, the biggest problem, I can feel the cord pulling on me because it's so stiff. I'll probably end up with the Kenwood mic, only because it's got the volume, the cord's softer. Unless I can come up with some sort of a headset, which I'd really like. You know, that I don't have to deal with, you know, trying to listen to a speaker mic. That's always a pain in the butt.
Very good. I got to take a short break for a minute. I'll get right back to you guys. KD2VOR.
KB2TIA. I got some of that, Charlie. If you want to say anything else, now's the time.
Yeah, okay. Very good, Steve. I wanted to mention to you, I forget, found out what's wrong with my Alinco. I found somebody that had the same problem. It's the ceramic receive filters. Apparently they're having a problem. And because my Alinco 235 always says busy on the screen, I can't get rid of it, so it's receiving a signal. So I guess those filters, what's the word I'm looking for, are inoperative or malfunctioned. And they're always receiving. That might be part of the problem with the noise as well. So I'm going to call around the guy that posted it, gave a place that he had his fixed at, which I've never heard of. I'll give them a call. See what it's going to cost to get it fixed. But I'd like to get that 235 back on the air. KB2 TIA N1LU Mobile.
Okay, Charlie, you were kind of a little bit noisy there. Not very noisy, just a little bit. So I guess you're still a little... you must have just started off on your trip. but unless it's the repeater itself blown around or whatever. But I'm going to do one more, a shorter one, because this one might be too long to email. It's like a minute and 40 seconds there. So I'll do a shorter one. Just take a short pause, and then I'll start it.
Copying me. I'm still on 9W. I should be fold quieting at 5 watts. I would be with this radio. And the antenna, the mag mount's on the in the middle of the roof, so it should have a good good ground plane.
That right there was fine. Now, I hope Rocky's still here listening, and he could tell you if you were all noise or it's just me. But that last over before this was just noise. I heard one word, and that was discriminate, out of all you said. So, let's see if Rocky is back. KD2BOR, KB2TIA.
Yeah, very good, Steve. KD2BOR. Yeah, I might have heard a few more words than you did, but yeah, Charlie, it got very, very, very noisy, just like Steve said.
Okay, well, I got to figure out what's going on. Like I said, I'm using a different magnet mount. Maybe that magnet mount's not mating up with the antenna as well as Don's was.
I got confidence in you. I know you'll figure it out.
Well, I brought Don's antenna to work. I'm going to bring it into maintenance, see if they have anything they can put on the base to keep it from scratching my car. And, you know, something that's not too thick. And I'll put that on, because I know that it made it up better with that, and then I'll try it on my way home.
Very good. I'm starting to get anxious, Charlie. It's starting to get a little warm, but it's got to get a little bit warmer. I can't wait to see if I talk to that landlord of mine and get an antenna up.
Yeah, well, as soon as he finds out anything, let me know, and then I'll start giving you some suggestions for an antenna and what you have to buy. And you got to give me pictures of that back car so I can see where we're going to string it.
Well, one problem is that tree that I thought was on the people's property next door that I know is not on their property. It's on another property behind that one, so I don't know what's going to go on. I'm going to have to get you some pictures. This is going to be a tough, this is going to be a tough doing. I don't know how we're going to do this.
Yeah, well, like I said, with the NFED, all you really need is one spot to put the end of the wire. The other thing, we'll find some place to put it near the window that the coax comes in. But, you know, I have no idea what I'm working with. You know, if I could see, get an idea what the property looks like, you know, at least then we'll have an idea of what we can do. But I'm sure we'll be able to do something.
Yeah, we'll figure something out, because I got to get something else up there. I got, you know, I can use that radio a little bit, but I want to get a little bit more potential out of it. But anyway, we'll figure it out. Over to you, Steve. KD2BOR.
You know what you can do, Charlie? Take a piece of foil, put the mag mount on top of it, and then use your carpet cutter or something to cut a circle out of the foil, you know, around the base of your mag mount, and then just use that so it don't scratch your car.
N1LU Mobile. Talking about aluminum foil?
Sure.
You realize aluminum foil is metal. It's just very, very thin metal.
Yeah.
And metal scratches paint?
It's flat. What's gonna... I don't know. I don't think it would do anything. They'll put a... I don't know, freezer wrap. I'm trying to think of something for you.
I realize that, but foil would probably be the last thing I'd think of. If I was stationary, that's fine, but, you know, when you're moving, you know, if it does slide around a little bit, the foil certainly is going to scratch the car. No, you want to get something like, what I'm going to look for at work is see if we've got any old Thumann bumper stickers. Yeah, those things are, thin plastic, and I'll take that and put that on the base if I have a big enough sticker, and then cut around that. But no, you got to put something that's non-abrasive. Aluminum foil is extremely abrasive. Even if it's flat, it will eventually start to crinkle and then scratch your car.
Are you taking its mag mount on and off? I just leave mine on all the time.
Well, no, I'm just more concerned with it, you know, when I hit bumps and it moves around a little bit, scratching the paint. It's a tilt-over antenna. I'm not going to keep it on. If I decide to go 220 mobile with my THF6, I'm going to try to get something a little bit more permanent than a mag mount. I just don't like the way it looks. You know, I'll find a mount that I can put on my bumper. And, in fact, I'm already thinking about that. They do sell bumper mounts for NMO antennas. Most of the tri-banders that I've seen are all NMO. I don't see too many that are UHF connectors on the end. But, you know, this is just temporary to see how it's going to work. You know, then I'm going to take this. This is going to California with me, so I can at least operate from the vehicle, fairly efficiently. Although, so far, that doesn't sound like it's happening.
Okie doke. Well, I definitely want to replace my mag mount. I use the radio in the van, and I have the DVD in the middle. It's in front of the middle row, and I also have the compass and computer in the front. So my mag mount is really towards the rear of the car. It would be like where my third row is. That's where I have the mag mount, so it doesn't interfere with any of the other stuff.
Yeah, well, my antenna's mounted on the trunk, and I still get interference every so often, especially on high power. If you're doing 50 watts, pretty much wherever you put the antenna, you're going to have some sort of interference. Anyway, over to you, Rocky, KD2BOR, N1LU Mobile.
So, Steve, 82BOR. Steve, did you look at the weather reports? Do you see any time that you might be able to install that 7800 in your van this weekend?
I haven't looked, but I had it in my head to text Jim today, and I forgot about it. And I was going to ask him if he was available. I'd stop by and ask him to give me a hand with that. I never got around to doing it. As I said, I had a pretty crappy day at work. And I did manage to post a few things, but I didn't really do any kind of personal messaging.
I can't wait to hear it. I want to see what kind of difference it is. Your Radio Shack radio still sounds good, but I can't wait to hear the other one.
K2MO disconnected.
I'm excited to get it in there, and I just haven't found the time. Every time I wanted to do it, something happened. It rained, it was freezing cold for those days, or I'm just running around doing all my nonsense like I do in the day. And so hopefully, somehow, some way, this weekend, it should be done. Off on Sunday, so I have a 3-day weekend this week. So it gives me an extra day to play around and get it done.
Yeah, very good. I just turned the weather channel on now. Over to you, Charlie. JD2BOR.
Okay, very good. When you when I get to work, I want to try 220 out. See how this antenna's working on 220. I have a feeling this mag mount's not compatible with the antenna for some reason. 5 watts, I should have been fine, especially where I was located. With an outside antenna like that, I bet you I would have been better with the rubber duck. It's something's not right, so I got to check it out. I'll be at work shortly. I can't hang on too long, but I did want to try 220 out. That's Steve.
Okay, I don't have too much else. Damn it, my computer had crashed when I made that contact with the last guy in Canada, and I didn't get to complete the log entry, so I jotted everything down quickly on the paper, except for one thing, the frequency. I know it was on 20 meters, but I don't know what the exact frequency is, so I'm going to try to look him up and see if he logged anybody else in the same time frame, see what frequency he was on.
Is there a chance he would have logged the contact with you?
He told me he had QRZ, and he worked as ZL right in front of me. So I have that station's call sign also. I was in the pileup, but the guy was being very select. He kept calling for stations in Africa, and he got three of them. And then this guy called out VA6. He didn't even give his complete call, and then he picked him and said, all right, you're going to be the last one. So, you know, we kept waiting for him to call Europe or call U.S., and he never did. He just kept calling Africa. And then he picked up the guy in Canada, and he says, all right, that's my last one. I'm going QRT. And so the guy with the VA6 gave his call sign and just kind of took over the frequency. So I called him, and then we had a big, long chat. I mean, I was talking to the guy for, like, over 10 minutes. And then I just never realized what frequency I was on.
Yeah, that always stinks. That's happened to me, too. Thought I'd had all the information down, then realized I didn't write down the frequency.
This computer's on its way out. It went to the blue screen of death, and I just got it to restart. And I'm on QRZ, and it's giving me all kinds of lag. Like, I'm typing stuff, and then it's like half a sentence behind before it catches up. And having trouble navigating in the boxes and stuff here. So I know it's this computer. And things are like 9 years old at least, so it's probably way out of date.
Yeah, mine's on its way. Ever since I reinstalled that Printmaster 2011, I can't even bring it up. I click on it and just it shows the logo comes up, and that's it. I wait 20 minutes, and that's all that's on the screen. So I don't know what the hell's going on with that. I installed it from the disk. I don't know why it's not playing. So that's frustrating. And now the computer keeps going into hibernation mode. And I didn't select that, so I don't know why it's doing that. I get up and the screen is blank, and the blue button on the computer is blinking. If I hit, you know, where you turn it on and off, if I hit that real quick, it'll come on again. But I never put that in. I don't like it doing that. I don't know why it's doing it all of a sudden.
Usually it's programmable with what to do. It would be in the, if you click the battery indicator, you said it's a laptop? I forgot what you said. If it's a laptop, you can click the, where it shows you the battery, and you can select a whole bunch of features on what you want the computer to do when you do different things.
No, it's a desktop. I was looking for that, but I don't know where to go.
Yeah, sometimes they used to have a thing that used to say it was parking the hard drive, that after a certain amount of time, it would give the hard drives a rest and, like, park them, like, so that it's safe and you can't crash, and then you'd have to wake them up again. but I don't know with a desktop if it would do that.
I think this weekend I'm going to have to buy an external drive, even if it's a thumb drive, just to put my QSL cards on. All the other pictures I have, they're on Facebook if I want to take them off of there. But I don't want to lose my QSL cards. Have to go through and redesign those all over again would be a pain in the butt. All right, give me a minute, Rocky, or who's ever going to be here. Just pulling into my spot. Just want to make a couple of changes. N1LU.
I'll be back in a minute, Sir Charlie. I just want to pull my truck down in front of the shop. 32 VOR. I am back.
Very, very good. KB2 TIA.
Steve, did I ever give you a frequent repeater that's in Hoboken? I think I might have gave it to you. 446-525. I think the PL might be 151. I'm not sure. We're going to go to a 220 repeater. If you got that in your radio, they're both linked together.
Okay, you said it's in Hoboken?
Yeah, 446-525, K2XDX repeater.
I think Hoboken will be a bit of a stretch for me, but I'll give it a shot.
I don't remember the PL, and, oh wait, I can get the PL real quick here, hold on. 94.8.
Rock?
Yeah?
Can you just monitor the 060-220 machine? I want to see if I'm getting into it now.
I'm on it right now. KB2TIA, KD2BOR.
KD2BOR, KB2TIA.
Can you hear us? Can you hear that Hoboken machine?
I can hear it, but I have no signal on it. All I have is a staticky audio. I can hear what you guys are saying, but I can't get in.
Oh, okay. All right, let me clear with Charlie over on the 220 side.
No problem. I'll just say 73, so I'm going to go to bed anyway.
All right, Steve. Have a good night. Maybe we'll talk to you tomorrow during the day or in the morning or something like that or over the weekend. 73, KD2BOR.
73, Rock, and give Charlie my best 73s also. KB2TIA, I'll be clear.
73, Steve. Rock, you still there?
Yeah, I'm back on 955. I was working between two different microphones here.
Yeah, I know it does get confusing. Do you have 224.200? I'm not sure where that one is. 224.200?
Yeah, you gave me that one the other day. I think that's Union City.
Oh, okay, because I'm getting that one full scale, too. I'm just curious where it was.
Yeah, you gave me that one. I put that in. I got that full scale here myself. All right, Charlie, I know you want to run. Enjoy your steer today. I hope it ain't too much of a hassle, but I got to get my butt moving here. So maybe we'll catch you on your way home. N1LU, KD2BOR.
All right, 73 Rock. Talk to you later. KD2BOR, N1LU, be clear.
224-200, it comes up as Metuchen or Jersey City.
Okay, I'm not sure where Metuchen is. Maybe it's Jersey City then.
Yeah, when I found it on the computer, it came up as Union City, but that's right next to Jersey City.
7800 that you have, that receives 220 frequency, so you might want, you got plenty of memory, you might want to put a few in there, just for the hell of it.
I'm playing around to do with this thing. Alright, catch you guys later. 82, be aware.
All right, Rocky. Guy Steve, I know you doubled with him.
I asked if you saw the new card and what you thought of it.
The new card looks very nice. That's probably my least favorite painting.
I didn't think it was any kind of great work of art. It's just for the comedy factor. But it just reminded me of my old days of my poker game. All right, 73, and we'll catch you when they catch you. I'll be clear.
You're off now till Sunday, right?
Have a 3-day weekend, off Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And if you want to play radio, just send me a text message, and I'll get back to you. KB2TIA.
Okay, very good. 73, N1LU, clear.
KD2BOR Mobile listening.
WA2COZ, KD2VOR.
Just waking up, WA2ZOZ.